Gemara Nazir, Daf Nuntet, Masechet dedicated for the Fuad Shalema Moshe Ben Dina. El Narifana Lov, Ragnah Hasidav Yishmor. Amen. Today's Daf, Ledu Nishmat, Ovadiah Ben Rina, Ruach Hashem, Tenechanu Begin Edem. Amen. We begin today's Daf right on the top of Nuntet. Then we are in the Sugya of Gever wearing Simlat Isha. So there's a Yisud in the Torah for a man to cross dress. This Yisud does not limit to dressing like a lady, but also doing things that are ladylike. Yesterday, sugya, we learned about the issud of shaving one's hair under the armpits and in the private parts. That is something that a lady does. So we have different opinions. If it's issud d'oraita, if it's issud rabbanam. Now we have an ika de'amri. Amar Rabbi Chaya barabam Rabbi Yochanan ma'avir bet ha'shechi. That's the armpits. Ubeta erva, we're talking about a man. Lo keb. There's malkut mishum lo yilbash. Gever simlat isha, which sounds like that's isur min haTorah metive. But we have a question from another brayta. Ha'avarat se'ar ena medivrei Torah ela medivrei sofrim. So there's a ferush to stira over here. Yesterday we were able to answer it up by saying, oh, when it says lokeh, it means medivrei sofrim. But here you can't answer it up because it says ferush over here medivrei sofrim. So how you can explain the first brayta? So the Gemara says, Hu da'amar ki hai. Tana, which is the Yohanan, that is the first blight that says the Sumna Torah. The Tanya Ma'amir B'Tashiqi B'Tairba. It is the Ovir B'Shum Lo Yilbash Gever Simnat Isha. So therefore, there is a machloket amongst the Tanaim. What extent is this Isur? Is it Isur the Uraita or is it Isur the Rabbanam? B'Tana Kama, the first Tana from the first blight that said it's the Rabbanan. Hay Lo Yilbash Gever. My Darish. But what is Lo Yilbash Gever? According to the one that says it's Yisumna Torah, that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell me. You can't act like a lady. But if you hold it, that's not Yisumna Torah. So what is the Pasuk coming to tell us?
Why can't you say simple? Well, Yilbash, it's clothing.
Oh, so it comes to Gemara and says, Mev'ele lichtetanya lo yekli gever al isha. So it's coming to tell you as it is, that a man should not wear clothes like a lady and vice versa. So it actually calls it a Toiva. So the Gemara says, "My Talmud Lomar." What is that pasuk coming to tell me? What's the solution in that? Im shelo yilbash ish simnat isha. If that's all it's coming to tell me, shelo yilbash ish, that a man should not wear simnat isha, and isha simnat ish, which basically is cross dressing. Hare kevan neemar. It says that at the end of the pasuk. It says at the end of the pasuk, toiva he. Which means it says already it's an abomination. It mentions that it's a toiva, and wearing cross dressing that necessarily is an abomination. Might be weird, might be funny, but it's not a toiva. So therefore, the Torah is not coming to oser necessarily. That it's oser is something that leads to a toiva that can be an abomination. Now, in kan toiva, just because a person wears a different clothes, if he's sitting in his house minding his own business, wearing a clothes like wearing a dress, why is that called a toiva? That cannot be the isur. Ela must be talking about something more severe. Shlo yilbash ish simnat isha v'yeshev ben anashim. So it's not only his cross-dressing, but he's going to sit amongst the ladies. V'isha simnat ish, and the lady is wearing the clothes of a man. V'teshev ben anashim, and she's sitting amongst the men, which means from the Torah law, it's only asut to cross-dress when they're going to lead to znut. And now he's going to come along and sit amongst the other gender, and therefore, basically, the reason why they're cross-dressing is in order to commit znut, to get into the ladies' section or to get into the men's section. That's the Sumina Torah. Maybe cross-dressing is the Sumina Rabbanan, according to this. But only when it leads to a to'eva, only when it leads to something that is going to lead to an abominable behavior, which is znut. Bi'ezer ben Yaakov Omer, minayin shelo yisei isha, bekli zayin lemilhama. How do we know that a lady is not allowed to carry weapons? Tamud lomar lo ye keli gever al isha. So keli gever is not referring to dressing; it's referring to even utensils. Like utensils, like what? A man's utensil. What's considered a man's apparatus? A weapon. And therefore, the Torah is coming to say that a man is allowed to, but a lady not. That's considered a man's iron. Vol yibash gever simnat isha. And vice versa, a man should not wear a lady's clothing, which is referring to that he should not dress himself up in ways that ladies do. So therefore, we learned that yesterday's zav, it means he should not shave the hair under his armpits. He should not shave the place of his erevah. And this subject over here, there's many, many discussions on different type of practices. The poskim discuss men wearing perfume. The poskim discuss men looking in a mirror, which a lady thinks to do, pulling out white hairs from his hair, from his beard, and so on and so forth. Again, all the dyeing one's hair, let's say, which is the reverse. He wants to get his white hairs to look like he's young, which might be a lady's thing to do as well. Again, there's this expansive sugya to an extent, and a lot of it has to do with what the practice of the world is today. A lot of these things today, men do. And that's the whole question. Well, who's going to go after? Go after all men, Jewish men. Who's the koveya? And therefore, again, this is a very, very broad topic. It should be pointed out that the poskim say that when Ya'el killed Sisera, as we learned on Daf Chaf Gimal, that she used the peg of the tent and the ated. And the question is, why didn't she just take Sisera's sword out of his sheath and kill him with that? Because she didn't want to be over on Kiligevin. Because that was, it's good, like the Gemara says over here. So that's why she went out of her way to use a shinui. So she took the yatid and she killed him with that. So you see, she was Leshem Shamayim. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman comes along and says, Benazir Mutar. That when it comes to a Nazir that we said, that he wants to shave his head off on the end of his, on the day of Melot, he's allowed to shave the armpits and the erva. Because already, since he cut all his hair off on his head, so you see, this guy's not looking to be like a lady. The guy's already unbeautifying himself. So therefore, if the whole underpinnings of the pasuk is to be a ladylike, so ladylike is to do something that is vain. But Nazir is the most unvain guy. After all, he just shaved his whole head off. So is this guy looking to be vain? He's not. So therefore, when he cuts the hair off of the under the armpits at this point, and the bet arva, since it's not in order to make himself like a lady, it's not tikkun isha. So it's amazing hadush over that they're giving a special dispensation to a nazir. Question is, forever, or it sounds maybe on the day of his melot, on the day that he cuts his hair off. So where he's showing that he's not interested in being vain. So maybe on that day it'll be permissible. Again, it's not considered tikkun isha, but the halakha does not follow him. Belet helcheta kevateh. Doesn't follow him. Even a nazir is subject, although he has to shave his head off, but that's about it. Amru le rabbanan le rabbi Shimon bar Abba, hazina le rabbi Yohanan, delet le. They saw Rabbi Yohanan, maybe they saw him in the mikveh, that he doesn't have hair under his armpits. And so the question is, what is he doing? We just said over it's asud, the uraita, the rabbanan. So what is he doing? How did he shave the hair off? Why doesn't he have hair over here? Now, we could have said yesterday, maybe he used the misparayim. Yesterday we said it's only asur if you use a ta'ar. So who does? Maybe use a misparayim, like we learned above on the Nurchetab with the name of Rav, that Rav said it was mutar. And even if Yohanan is matiri, because he really can't get close. So it seems over here that could be, they knew that he was maybe using a ta'ar, or it was a close shave, so therefore they were questioning. They were questioning exactly, well, how did he do that? So he said, no. Amar lehon, mahmad zikna nashru. It fell out. Got old age. And the hairs just fell out like what normally happens, which means he did not shave it off. Ahud et hayev negida kamed rabbi ameh. There was a fellow that was hayav malkut midrabbanan, in the beddin of rabbi ameh. Iglai betasheh. So when they took his shirt off, so they saw that he has a lot of hair under his armpits, which was a indication that he's a good guy. Hazye de lo megaleya. You see, he doesn't shave his armpits. Amar leon, Rabbi Amir, shavku. Leave him alone. Den min chavrayahu. This guy's one of the boys. He's one of Tamidei Chachamim over here. He knows the halakha. That's a suit to do this over here. And therefore, Tamid Chacham, we can give him a dispensation. The question is, what does that mean? If he's hayav, he's hayav. It's because he keeps one halakha. Obviously, they had a reason to give him malkut for something else that he did. So why did he get the armpit dispensation? That because he doesn't shave his armpit, that's a new heter now. He exonerates somebody because he keeps his hair. So obviously, we're talking about over here, malkut midrabbanan, and the rabbis are able to make dispensation, and they felt that already once they took off his shirt, he was embarrassed enough. That was already considered v'nikla ha'icha. He got embarrassed enough, and maybe they started to hit him, and then already when they saw, he said, "Tamina ha'icha," okay, we'll give him a special leniency. He knows the halakha. He's a tamina ha'icha, and if we have to treat him a little better, and we'll consider that just taking off the shirt and giving a few malkuyot, that'll be considered enough of a punishment. Ba'a mine Rabbi Rav mi Rabbi Chiya. So the question they asked Rabbi Chiya, ma'u legaleyach? The question was, the question we've been dealing with the past daf, can you shave bet ha'shechi and bet ha'irva? Can you shave the armpits and the bet ha'irva? Amar le asur. So what are you talking about? Of course it's asur. Amar le kagadel. But what do you want? They're growing. What do we do with the hairs that grow and too long? So what should we do over here? We have to do something over here. So the question is over here, what's the problem? It's growing. Well, it's causing you sad. So take a scissors. Nobody said that it's a suit to use a scissor. Well, take a trim. Well, nobody was all said with scissors. So what is exactly he's asking? So, oh, but they grow. Okay, so they grow. So you want to trim? So take your scissors out and cut it. I mean, you must have known, like Rav said it himself, by the way. This is Rav asking the question. And Rav himself was matir with scissors. So therefore, it's hard to understand exactly what his question is. So the Tosafot and the Rosh also, the Benutam, they say, since this hair over here is going to grow and it's going to cause him pain, so therefore, his purpose was to say that maybe I should be able to shave it immediately with a razor, and that's not considered ladylike, because I'm not doing it to be vain. I'm doing it in order to keep myself from sa'ar. That was his question. If my intent to do it is not to be like a lady, elas to do what? In order to alleviate the potential pain that's going to come, am I allowed to use a razor from the beginning? So he says, Amale bar pachde, son of Gedolim, zman yesh lo, kozeman shu gadel nosher. What are you talking about? Don't you know about the hair? The hairs have a certain time that they grow, and then when they reach a certain measurement, they fall out by themselves. And therefore, you don't have to worry. So he was giving him a lesson. I guess he didn't know. He was saying, what are they? I guess he never experienced it. He was just asking a hypothetical question, not about himself. But he said, what do we do? People are asking me, the hair's going to grow. Are they allowed? He doesn't have to worry. Tell them it'll happen naturally. The hair will fall out. Amar le. So now, the Gemara is, ba'amine Rabbi Rab Rabbi Chaya. Another question. Ma'u lachoch. Okay, which means, can a person rub the area? Let's say he's, you know, rubbing it with his hand, and then some of the hair is going to fall out. So that's the question through hikuch.
So the
Gemara's question is, Amar le actually told him asur. He told us going to be asur. So the question's again, what's the issue over here? If you're allowed to use the scissors, all the posts can come on the Shulim question. What was he asking? Why we should be able to use to rubbing it? Because the Kedin Ora has this over to Yitzchok. Katav should be haikuch or kedasam mikaro. Because it's worse than scissors. Because when you make haikuch, it pulls it out from the source. And pulling it out from the source could be worse. Actually, the Gemara says it actually is worse. So now the Gemara comes along and says, and we saw again in this Gemara already that hikuch, it's something that usually is inevitable. It's like the using the brush, where we saw that on Daf Mem Bet, where we saw over there, where we saw the Bishamon Shita, that even though Davar Shemit Kevim Muta, but Apsik Nesheh, in this case over it would be similar to that, to Kom, that was Mem Bet. Bibigdo mahu. Bibigdo mahu. The question is, what about bibigdo? Which means he wants to rub his clothes, not directly with his hand, but bibigdo. He's rubbing the clothes on the hair. Amar le mutar. Okay, that's already not considered tikune isha. That much already is not considered the way of a lady. So the Gemara says, ikade amre. Some have a different version of this Gemara. Ba'amine bitfila bibigdo mahu. It's another question. Which guy's middle of the Amidah. Is he allowed to scratch on his, with his beged under his arm or the se'ar of the Beit HaShechi? I guess it's in Yan of, you know, kavod. You're not allowed to touch, obviously, parts of your body that are uncovered. So the question is it permissible to touch them? Ayede beged. Amale asur. Asur. It's a bechadush. Gemara says, don't worry. That does not follow. Which means, if a person has to scratch himself during the tefillah in a place that's not, that's revealed, that really, or covered, that you shouldn't really touch, you can use the beged in order to scratch it, and you don't have a problem. And now we go to the Mishnah. This Mishnah over here is actually a continuation to the Mishnah that we had on Daf Nun Zayin. Mishnah Nun Zayin, we had the Mishnah of the two Nizirim. And we had the witness that came along and said from far that I saw one of you guys came in contact with Tuma. I don't know which one of you. So therefore we said they have to bring both Korbanot of Tahara and Tuma, bring it stipulatively in order that they can absolve themselves from both the Nizirut of Tahara and the Nizirut of Tuma. The Mishnah and Nun Zayin gave us exactly the way that that's done. Our Mishnah is a continuation of that story. However, one thing changed, and that is Matnitin Met Ehad Mehem. One of the Nizirim died. So now you have this one guy over here, and we don't know if he's the Tahor and he's the Tameh. So when you had two guys, he could bring it, and the other guy could bring it. If you're the guy, that's Tameh, and I was the Tahor, so you could play that game. But here's the one guy. So he can't bring a Korban Nizirut B'Tahara and B'Tum'ah at the same time. When you're two guys, you could say, if mine is the Tahara one, yours is the Tum'ah one. If yours is the Tum'ah one, mine is the Tahara one. But if you're alone, so how's he going to solve this dilemma that he has? He has to try to find another guy that's in the same situation. So, Met Echad Men Amar B'Yosho. So B'Yosho is amazing. Hadush over here. Go into the newspaper, take out an ad, and look, ask for somebody that's a Sefik Nazir. B'Yevakesh Echad Men Ashuk. Well, he says even better. Go find the guy from the shuk, from the market. She yadud, and let him make a neder kinigdo benazir, and let him accept upon himself nizirut, but a special type of nizirut, a nizirut that'll help him get rid of his safek. And how will he be able to do that? So he'll do the following over here, meaning let him accept upon himself safek nizirut, not badai nizirut, meaning he'll explain, accept upon himself a stipulative Nizirut, to help him get out of his safek Nizirut. How? So he says like this, Ve'omer. So he tells the guy from the shuk to do the following Kabbalah at the time of his acceptance. Im tameh hayiti. He's talking now, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon's the guy from the shuk. Reuven says, Im tameh hayiti, if I'm that I was tameh, Hare ata nazir miyad. So you're a nazir immediately. You're a nazir right now. And therefore, what v'im tahor hayiti, and if I was tahor, hare ata nazir hashloshim yom. Then your nazirut will not start until 30 days. And therefore, you're going to have to be noheg two nazirutz as well. Because again, your nazirut might start now, or it might start in 30 days, based on what Reuven was. If Reuven was a tahor, like he said again, if Reuven was tameh, so then his nizirut starts immediately, Shimon's. And if he was tahor, then his nizirut will start in 30 days. And we'll see exactly now how that solves the dilemma. And now what happens? Ve sofrin sheloshim. Okay, so the first thing that do is count 30 days. Nothing happens before 30 days. Nobody's bringing a korban today. You got to wait 30 days. And now we start to negotiate. Umivi'in, at the end of 30 days, korban tumah and korban tahara. They both bring together. They don't designate who's the tumah and tumah. Together, they put a tumah and a tahara korban of a nizirut. And they come along and they say the following tenai. Again, Reuven is talking. Ve'omer. And he says, im aniu atameh. Which means, if I was tameh, he doesn't know if he was tameh. That was the safek. If I was the tameh, so therefore korban tumah sheli. So what I just brought now, I was a tumah guy. My korban is the tumah, and you will be the nazir tahor now. And therefore, that was the nizirut of tahara belongs to you, Shimon, the guy from the shuk. The korban tahora shelcha. Now, v'im aniu atahor. But if I was tahor, so then already my korban is the one that I brought now, and korban taurah sheli, the korban tum'ah besafek, and the korban tum'ah that we're bringing now is only a mahmati safek. Now, what does that mean, mahmati safek? There's no safek, which is, if he's the tahor guy, so what do you do with this korban tum'ah? Because the other guys, if he's tahor, the other guy doesn't start for another 30 days. So then, what do you do with this?
Which is now.
If you're bringing your tum'ah now, but we don't need this tum'ah now because he's tahor. The other guy is okay, but that's only one side of the equation. There's a side that he might be tameh, so therefore he might need it. So therefore, these korbanot are going to be korban nazir betum'ah. However, mi safek. And what are these korbanot, by the way? Let's just review. Olata of, hatata of, a keves le'asham. And now over here, eno mevi ela hatata of. You can't bring a hatata of, mi safek. However, it cannot be ne'echelet. You can bring it, but you can't eat it. You have to remember, you're making milika over here, and therefore, you might not be able to eat it, but you can bring it. Like we learned already on daf chavtet, which we learned over there, that as long as we had the sugya over there of milika, and we said milika is remember we had that sugya with the shlakish. How could you bring the korban over there? It's not edible. Either he said it's only a sumed rabbanan, or we said over there that he can bring it but he won't eat it. And therefore, the point is you can't bring the hatata of misafik. You cannot bring the asham. Korban asham is not brought ala safek, because then you bring cholin la azara. But if you remember already, we said that for a nazir to be tahor, you don't need to bring all his korbanot. And daf yud chet, we learned that the nazir, even if he just brings one of his korbanot, he could be okay, either the hatat or the asham. So therefore, in this case over here, he brought the hatat, so therefore, it'll be okay. So there's a way to do this over here. So that's the point that we have. Find the guy in the street, tell him to do this item over here, and he can help you get out of your safek.
How does this solve the problem with the tum'ah?
Again, I'll tell you how it solves the problem.
In the street, Rabbi, if you have two people that start originally, you know either one or the other. One is tam'ah, one is tahor. The guy in the street, he's not sure what...
No, he's for sure tahor. The guy in the street for sure is tahor. This guy, that the Uven, is the guy who has a safek, tahorah, tum'ah.
No, I thought the guy in the street also has
No. The guy in the street is 100% tahor. But we're going to tell him, come here and make a stipulative item on me. I'll tell you how we do it again. This guy over here, Uven, has to be a korban, maybe betahara, maybe betum'ah. How can he be a korban tahara tum'ah? He can't bring both. He needs somebody else to... If what he's bringing is not for him, it's got to be for somebody else. So you bring a guy in the street. So basically the guy comes along and says, I want you to accept upon yourself nizirut. And he comes along and says, if I'm tameh, so your nizirut that you're going to bring now after 30 days is tahara. Miyad. Your korban was a tahor one, and I'll bring another one in 30 days for the tumah.
Right.
For tahara. Because right. Now I bring the tumah, one the birds, and then in 30 days I'll be tahor, because you have to bring two korbanot if you're tameh. You bring after your tameh, and then after your tahor. So 30 days from now, I'll bring my tahor one. Very good. You brought the tahor one today. I bring my tahor one in 30 days from now. However, if I'm tahor, so then you're going to bring your korban in 30 days. And if you're in tameh, beautiful. So if I'm tahor, so therefore this korban that I'm bringing now is what is the nazir of tahara, let's say, right? And if and your korban is going to be brought in 30 days from now, and that's going to be what? That'll be his nizirut that he accepted upon himself, nizirut tahor.
On the side
that he's tameh, he's bringing a korban tum'ah as well. They're both bringing a korban at this point, tahara and tum'ah, doing both right now. So therefore, the question is, who's this? Who's? Okay. So if I'm the tameh guy, so I got the tameh one, and the tahor one you have over here as well. That's not a problem. Yeah. If I'm the tahor guy, so the tameh one is on hold over here. It's on hold. It's on a pause. It's there. But I'm the Tahor guy, so therefore what?
Who's taking it in 30 days? The Tameh one, who's going to... There's no Tameh person.
Right. It's a Safek. We have a Safek. We always have a Safek.
Right. Okay. Okay, but if he's Tahor...
If the Uven's Tahor...
Right. Then... So then the Shimon is Nazir Miyad.
No.
No.
Sorry, in 30 days.
30 days, exactly. And therefore, he'll bring a Korban B'Tahara. He has to accept upon himself in the Zirut. Because otherwise, I can't use him for my Safek.
So but he has to want to be a Nazir for 60 days also.
Right, okay, that's part of it. So he accepts upon himself this Zirut immediately. If the Uven's Tameh, he comes fine. This Korban of Tumah for me. And you have a Tahara one? Okay, the Tahara one is for you for now. If I'm the Tahor one, so when are you going to bring your Korban then? Well, and I brought the Tumah one as well. So what do we do with the Tumah one? We don't need the Tumah one. So therefore, it's a Safek. We're not going to eat it. We'll put it there. We're not going to eat it. We're not eating it. We just bring the Hatat just to alleviate that Safek. And you'll do this in 30 days? She has to accept the Nisirut in order to work. The Hatat's not going to be eaten. It'll just be there and we're covered. So therefore, the Gemara comes along and says, great idea. But who's doing that? The Gemara says, Vesofrim, the continue. Oh, by the way, the Mishnah continues the story. The Mishnah continues the story. It's right there. Vesofrim Shoshim Yom. Sorry, count the 30 days now. Now what do you do after the 30 days? The Gemara says, Umivin Korban Tahora. And now after the 30 days, they both bring a Korban Tahara. That's the point. After the 30 days, the second 30 days, they bring Korban Tahara. Ve'omer. Im ani atameh. The guy says, Reuven, if I was the Tameh guy, Korban Tum'ah Sheli, which means the Korban Tum'ah is going to be mine, that I brought after the 30 days, the first 30 days, the Korban Tum'ah was mine. The Korban Tahara Shelcha, after the first 30 days. That's fine. And now, the opposite. Vezeh Korban Tahara. And this is my Korban Tahara now. After the second 30 days, this is my Korban Tahara. However, v'im ani wa tahor, but if I was a tahor, so then, Korban Tahora Shili. The Korban Tahora, the first one, was mine. The Korban Tumah Besafek, that stays a Safek that we cannot do anything with. And what? Korban Tahoratka, and this is your Korban Tahor now for you. Because if I'm Tahor, your Korban doesn't hit until 30 days. So this is yours. So therefore, so it's always going to be covered. So basically, they're bringing two Korbanot. They're bringing one after the first 30 days, one after the second. In the first one, they bring Tahor and Tameh. Right. And the second, they bring Tahors. Tahor only, exactly. Exactly. So therefore...
Like, here you just...
You have a guy on the street.
You have a guy on the street. You have a guy on the street.
All right. So the Gemara comes along and says... who's going to do that? So the Mishnah comes along and says, Amar lo Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma comes along and says, Umi shomeya lo shiyidur kenegdo ben Nazir. Who's gonna do this? Who's gonna make such a stipulation over here to make himself like this?
Meaning you're gonna find someone.
What kind of solution is this over here? Where are you gonna find the guy that's gonna be maskeem to put himself in a safek like this? Like gives a different way. Mevi hatat of olat behema. The guy himself can solve this himself without bringing a guy off the street. Let him bring a hatat of, and let him bring olat behema. Hatat of is for the hatat, and olat behema is for the. For the Tahara. If I'm Tameh, Hatat Mechobati. Hatat is my item. You can bring Olan Adava. As we learned above, that all you have to do is bring one of the Korbanot. So therefore, once long he brings the Hatat, he's okay. So therefore he says, Vesofer Shiloshim Yom, and then let him count 30 days of this, because maybe it's Tameh. Every Tameh has got to do another 30. And then Umevi Korban Betara. And then after the 30, he brings a second 30. He brings a Korban Betara. And he stipulates, Be'omed, Im Tameh Aiti. So how Olah Rishona Nedava. The first Olah that I brought was a Nedava, because I was Tameh. And therefore what? And this one is the one. Bezu Hova. And this one that I'm bringing now is the Hova. And the also, the Im Tahor. Hayiti, and if I was Tahor originally, Ha'alari Shona Chova, and the Vizu Nedava. Okay, what about the other Korbanot? What about the hatat and the shelamim? Because you have to bring those other korbanot. Vezu she'ar korbani, which means she'ar korbani. Sharei lo eveti besof hayamim erishunim ela olah. Exactly, which means if indeed he is a nazir tahor, he has to bring other korbanot.
He has to bring three.
Right. So he says, and if I was a nazir tahor, these are the rest of my korbanot. So at the end, on the back end, he says, if I was tahor, so that olah was my olah. So he's actually separating the korbanot. The olah that I brought was my olah, and now I'm finishing it up. I'm bringing the hatat and the shelamim. Vezu she'ar korban she'alo eveti besof hayamim erishunim ela olah. ועכשיו אני משלים את קורבנות, הוא מביא גם חטאתי ושלמים, ונמצא שהידי עצה זו, he brings all the קורבנות himself, and he fulfills himself, this is a mistake. Okay, what was it?
Two and then three.
Exactly. What does he say to do? Two then three, exactly. Let him come the first day and say, listen, if I'm a Nazir Tahor, so here's my Ola, which is enough to start the process. And if I'm a Tamir, it's my Hatat. Okay, beautiful. If I'm not. Beautiful. Then 30 days later, he says, well, if I was Tahor, okay, so I'm done with the first one. So there's my other two that I need to bring for that. And if I was...
Still brings the Ola is in the Daba.
The second Ola is the Daba. Second Ola is the Daba. And he says, because you might be Tamir now.
Right.
So if I was Tahor, so the first one was my Tahor one, my Ola, and now I'm just bringing the Hatat and the Shlamim to finish that Qurban. Mm-hmm. And if I was Tamir, so therefore, the Hatat that I brought originally was the Hatat, the Qurban. And now this Ola is the Hobat that I'm bringing now.
Plus the Shad.
Okay. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yoshua, Nimsa Zim Yavi Korbanotav L'Hatzain. So Rabbi Yoshua says, no, what are you doing? You're bringing your Korban over here, L'Hatzain. Because if originally was Tahor, he didn't bring the full Tara, he only brought an Ola. And now what? At the end, on the back end, he's bringing the other two korbanot. So he says, you can't do that. Hatat shalami, you bring it later. How do you do that? Sounds like he's questioning Ben Zoma. So aval hodulo hakamim Ben Zoma. They didn't take Rabbi Yoshua's question. Ben Zoma's right. So the Gemara comes along and says, Vilaiti, what's your problem, Rabbi Yoshua? Let him bring his korban hatzain. Where is it a problem to bring korban hatzain? I'm hayav to bring the three korbanot, right? So
shaved.
I brought. I'm not sure. Exactly. I didn't shave. Exactly. I brought one korban now, and I brought two korbanot later. What's the big problem? Yeah, but it says Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Ela Lachaded Ba Et the Talmidim. Rabbi Yoshua, when he said his original solution, go to a guy in the shuk and go bring him, and he knew that wasn't the right solution. He was waiting for Ben Zoma to come along and say, what kind of solution is that, Rabbi? I have a better idea. He did it in order to set him up to say a better solution. And when Rabbi Yoshua answered back, he wasn't answering back rhetorically. He was saying,
he knew you were lying.
Fact. Yeah, it comes out, he'll bring it out saying. Yeah, he was bringing it out saying, you're right. That's what has to be done. So then Rabbi Yoshua was just challenging, just to see if the Talmidim will come up with a... So it wasn't a rhetorical question. He was making a statement. So the Gemara concludes, Amar of Nahman, Mai le'evit le Rabbi Yoshua le'dakaya de'lo nesru. Which means, what is Rabbi Yoshua going to do with the me'ayim, the intestines of the Korban Shelamim that he's bringing, I guess, at the end of the second 30. So what is he going to do in order that he shouldn't spoil? Why? Because according to Shita, you have to bring the Ola, the Hatat, and the Shelamim. Mm-hmm. And we know that we learned that the Halabim of the Shalmei Sibur, they need Tenufa. Right? We learned that they needed Tenufa on that Daf Memheh, that we needed Tenufa. They put the Tenufa underneath the dude and all that. So you got this whole thing with the Rav. Rav said that, right? That's what we said. That's right. That's ma'akev. So the question over here is, ומכיוון שמביאים יחד את הקורבן, אי אפשר להניף את החלבים מיד לאחר גילוח של אחד מהם ולקטירם, אלא צריכים להמתין לשניהם עד שיגלחו. ונמצא שיסריח המאיים. Are you saying that, what, you're going to have to wait until both these guys bring their קורבנות, and both these guys take their haircuts, and then, after the second 30.
So you have to preserve the meat?
So you got to preserve the meat. So say by the time you get to the meat, they both have to take the haircuts after the second 30. So by the time they both take their haircuts,
the meat's going to spoil.
So what are you going to do? Okay, what are you going to do? It's going to spoil. So what are you going to do about? There's no freezers. לכאורה אפשר להקשות קושיה זו גם במשנה הקודמת, בשני נזלים, כדי עשר הנ"ז, שספק מי מהם ותמה מביא מיד קורבן טהרה, אלא ששם אין עצה אחרת. Right, over there you have no choice. You also have the same question over there. Both going to be kutuk about it later on, and it's going to be a delay. But over there you have no choice. Here, you had a choice. לפיכך מוכרעים להמתין עד שיגלו שניהם. אבל כשמת אחד מהם אפשר לעשות כעצתו של בן זומא. Right, you can do בן זומא's item. If you're following Yeshua's item, where you bring two guys, that's going to cause a delay. And we have an option. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Hey, Rabbi Yoshua, your solution, even though it was a lehaded, but what are you going to do with the delay factor? Because now you have two guys have to take a haircut, and there's going to be a delay. Take Ben Zomah. In the last Mishnah, you had no choice, because that's the case over there. Okay. But the Rosh asks, what are you asking Rabbi Yoshua? We just told you he's doing lehaded. So now you're taking him seriously. So I just told him lehaded. And what are you talking about? What are you talking about anyway? It's going to be... So the Drosh asked that question over there. So,
it's not a good
Kiddush. The Drosh says, you're picking on Ibn Yoshua. I just told you it was La'adid. So they come in and go, and according to your solution, it's not a good solution. I know it's not a good solution. I wasn't serious. The Drosh has a question. So I don't know why the Gemara question.
What did they do
on Zion? Zion had no choice.
They have no choice to have to wave it,
but they have to risk that it might spoil. I have no choice. Here, you have a choice. Let one guy do it.
Right. Okay. Right. That was the answer.
So that's the answer. All right, so that's the.